The views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, TeleSouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of TeleSouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet, but do not fret. Chin up, my friend, a little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, the program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you to our show. I'm Tommy Wilson, Director of Living Free Ministries. I'm here with two of my great friends, Bobby Capps, who is the Director of Crosswind Ministries. He's also our Biblical Counselor at Freedom Center. He's also our Personal Counselor. What else could we tell you, Bobby?
But, a little bit of
the dude who takes trash out.
Yeah. Wesley Jackson, who's Director of the Freedom Center. And we get to do this show weekly, and we love what we get to do it. We call it Hope because our mission today is to bring you hope through a radio show or ever which way we can do it for you today. We're excited about today's show. We're going to be talking about biblical counseling. We're going to bounce off of our trip. We were just in Cincinnati for a biblical counseling convention summit by the Addiction Connection, Mark Shaw, and the whole thing was biblical counseling, and heard a lot of great things, learned a lot of great things, connected with a lot of great folks. So we're going to bounce off of that today and let Bobby talk to us about what is biblical counseling, what is the method of that, and how do we go about it. We do biblical counseling at the Freedom Center. We believe in that there's one hope to get free, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Talking about the Freedom Center, Wesley, you're stuffed. You're full. You got people waiting to get in.
I don't even know how many guys
waiting
we got
list.
Out there. We got so many I can't count that high. But no, God's been faithful in that, Tommy. We've been praying for the last months that for the Lord to bring us some guys. That's been the plan the whole time for us to start to grow and have some more guys in there. We had a few things we needed to do to make that happen. First was add Ronnie Martin to the team. We did that back in October. Second was we had to add on to the building to make room for their stuff. We got that completed, I think, around March, April of this year. And so now the third part of that is for us to get a new van so that we can move these folks around. And we got that coming just right around the corner, hopefully by the end of the next week. We went and looked at one yesterday there.
We looked
and
at
got
it
a prospect.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, good.
Tell us a little bit about your group, Wesley. Where they from? I feel like it's the most local group we've had.
Well, we've got several now. I think we've got about four from Prentice County.
Yeah. I done forgot what they named themselves last night.
We've got some from Alcorn County. Got one from Benton County. We've got one coming from Houston, Texas on Monday.
We got one guy from Jackson, Tennessee. We got one from Florence, Alabama.
One's from Eupora.
Mm-hmm. So it is somewhat local group. And man, last night I was there. I had to ride back with Ronnie.
Till the Texan shows up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, well, that's how we got, this guy coming Monday. Funny, we're talking about the summit there. This guy coming Monday is by way of Mark Shaw. That's how they located us. They got on the lady from a church there in Crosby, Texas, First Baptist Church Crosby, is a biblical counselor, and her mentor referred them to the TAC website, the Addiction Connection website, and that's where they found us as one of the outlets that they refer people to go through the Addiction Connection network there, and that's how the Freedom Center got to those folks.
And that group, one of the things, Tommy told you a little bit about our trip, but there were biblical rehabs from all over the country. Yeah. Well, like, I think 24 Oregon. Different states, they said. Yeah. I mean, like, every sea to shining sea, northern Washington state, all the way, you know, up and down either coastline through the middle. You know, it was a big group, and a lot of addiction recovery places were there.
So, Bob, with that being said, though, as far as the Freedom Center, you know, guys, if you got someone that you know that's out there that you still, you know, they need help, we still want to be part of the journey. That don't take us out of the process, or don't take us out of being an outlet for help for you guys. You can always go to CorinthFreedomCenter.com, fill out the application, go to the info button down at the bottom, put a phone number and a name in there. We will get back with you. We've got folks all over programs covering the state of Mississippi
and we'll have beds. I mean, you know, and addiction isn't usually a 911 type of thing. Yeah. I mean, most guys have been addicts for a minute.
About 30 years.
We can take them when they're ready. A lot of times, you know, Wesley will start working with the guy 3 months before he finally comes in. Oh. And you know, just remember when you're ready to get help and you finally feel the road grinded to us. I worked with a guy for a decade that got into a rehab this last week.
Yeah,
I literally worked with him for a decade, and he kept telling me, "I'm going to go, man. Goodness gracious, my life's falling apart." And he told me this week. He said last week. This was when it happened. But he told me. He said, "I've lost everything." I said, "No, you haven't, or you wouldn't be calling me talking about getting in rehab. You'd already be there." And and the thing is, sometimes we have to have those type of, you know, direct conversations with people. But the next day he called me and said, I went on medical leave. I'm checking myself in somewhere."
Yeah.
And I called our crazy Mark Bishop, and within a couple minutes he was hooked up and headed to a rehab. And I'm thankful. And that we have the connections that we have.
That's
thankful. But what I was trying to say that, to tell you that story, to say, I know that some of you are struggling. You feel like you can't leave your job. You feel like you can hold on. And you feel like you can do this or that or the next thing. You actually know you can't. I promise you this. The wheels are going to come off the bus. It may not be today, but it will be someday.
Yeah.
Addiction is a progressive situation. It always gets worse. It never gets better. There's no such thing. Anybody that tells you any difference, lie. And if you're telling yourself that, you're lying to yourself. And so get help now. Like I told him, I said, you're going to have to get the exact same kind of help no matter when you decide to do it.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to end up in a rehab like 3 years from now or today. I mean, but either way, you're going to end up in a rehab. So, and get help somewhere. One of the things that you can immediately do, even if you think that you're can hold on or you really are trying to do it, start coming to Living Free. Start coming on Monday nights, Thursday nights, Saturday morning. Get around guys that have been where you've been. Get encouraged. Get somebody to put their arms around you. It'll help you to make the right decisions.
Well, Bobby, I'm always just surprised by folks sometimes. I guess whenever I talk to some of the people I've been in contact with, their family gives their name or fills out the application, or maybe I run into them in the jail in there, and I look at them and I'm like, you know, do you got a problem? You need help? How can we help? And they're like, no, I don't know if I do or not. I was like, well, you're talking to me. I didn't get here by accident.
Yeah.
I don't know how I got in touch with you, but obviously something's going on, right? But that's how it is, right? And the person that's in addiction, man, they're blinded by the ways of their sin. It's just beset them so back from far from reality and the truth, and they don't want to don't really want
to
deal with it.
And it is exactly the way the scriptures talk about it, Wesley, that we're blind and we're deceived.
That's
deceived means that I'm somewhere that I actually don't think I am. You know, I mean, I'm worse off than I am. I'm in a ditch and don't even know that I'm in the ditch, you know.
I loved your message there when we were at the thing. We've turned on ourselves.
Yeah.
Don't even realize it.
Yep.
Well, listen, guys, we're going to get back into our thing today where we're going to be talking about biblical counseling, what that looks like, why do we lean that way. Well, it ain't no lean. That's where we are.
Yeah.
and stuff. That's who we are. That's who we believe. We believe that the Lord sets you free. You know why? Because the scripture says that.
Amen.
And we really believe that, and that's who we are. But we get to do this radio show, and a big shout out to our man Truett Brown and Angel Quinn last week for taking care of the show. They've done a fantastic job. We're grateful that they can fill in. Truett probably would have blowed it, but Angel helped him out, and Angel kept him in. That's a big job to keep Truett in line. So, Angel, we really appreciate that, and thank you for that. But we get to do this show because of our radio sponsors, and I want to give a big radio shout out to them. My mattress store, we got a mattress clearance store going, clearance sale going on. Carn Mattress Outlet Furniture right there on Highway 72, 3 miles west of High Prices. So just stop by. Nick Bain, we use Nick for a lot of legal stuff. We encourage you to use Nick. Nick is a dear friend to our ministry. He is a super to our ministry. And my wife, Wilco Real Estate Group, for all your real estate needs, questions, reach out to my wife, my daughter, anyone on that team. She has 9-10 people on her team that is super. They will take care of you. They also have Alex and Alex Sellers there who takes care of our web pages and all of our social media stuff. So we're thankful for Alex Sellers Media. All right, Wesley.
Yeah, also, Tommy, we got Hudson Window Solutions, Perry and his group down here out of Boonville. Any of your window needs, whether it's new installs or leaking old ones, reach out to Perry and his group. They'll take care of you. Crosswind Ministries, Gatlin's Pharmacy down in Tishomingo, Bart and Dawn Doran have been big supporters of the show and Living Free and Freedom Center. Daniel Arthur and the local Subways got a new location opening soon, right?
Yeah, it's opening any day. I think they're just waiting on to get the health department to clear it.
I got you. So give them a...
They're ready.
Go by there and give a try on the new location over on Shiloh Road. Outpost Outdoors up in Pickwick for ATV, UTV rentals. Go and check them out. We're going to take a break. If you happen to be in any of these locations today, tell them that you heard about them right here on the Hope Show.
It's Tommy Wilson, Living Free Ministries, here in Corinth, Mississippi. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." At Living Free Ministries, we want to help you to understand how to renew your mind through a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to take you out of addiction and take you into peace, promise, and joy. Only Jesus Christ can do that. Check us out, livingfreecorinth.com.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. If you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines, Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, They know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Baines & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Baines & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Hey, we welcome you back. We are back in our second segment with our show Hope. I'm Tommy Wilson, Director of Living Free Ministries. Listen, we'd like to give you some phone numbers. You can text a question, comment about today's show. Text line only at 662-603-9829, 662-603-9829. Or you can listen online anywhere, supertalk.fm Corinth. Just Google that, put it in, and it'll come up. It would play. You can listen anywhere. We was on our way to Cincinnati last Thursday at this time. I'm not for sure who we was at this. We was almost probably in Nashville. Mm-hmm. And we was listening to the show. So you can do that. And we're thankful for our partnership with Super Talk here and what we get to do. Like I said, our mission each week is just to bring hope.
And based on that show, Tommy actually purchased and is reading that book, The Anxious Generation, about the
ordered
effect.
It right then.
About the effect that that the cell phone is having on our kids.
On our kids, yeah. And he's in the page, what I started reading this morning, at 2-year-old, we started handing them and letting them use the phone and scroll around, and he says it's damaging them at an early age. But, Bobby, we was in Cincinnati. Y'all, Wesley, you had been for how many years?
I think this was my third or fourth one, I can't remember, Tommy.
And Bobby has been
a couple more than
five
that.
Five or six times to Cincinnati to a Addiction Connection Summit. Bobby, what is the Addiction Connection?
So Addiction Connection is simply a network of people who are committed to biblical counseling as their counseling model for addiction recovery. And so we're not, you know, so I'll just leave it at that, right? We're just committed to the sufficiency of Scripture, that God doesn't need another book, whether it be a big book or, you know, some other book. We don't need another book other than God and His Word to help His people recover and to be restored, if you will, from the trouble called addiction.
Give the name of that book again. Somebody just texted and asked the name of the book.
Oh, the name of the book is called The Anxious Generation, and the author is Jonathan Haidt, H-A-I-D-T, and a Superman professor from New York University. A sociologist, and brilliant book. And like I have said, I don't know if they said this last week, but if you're a podcaster, I don't care who your most popular podcast guy is, Jonathan Haidt has been on there. So if it's Joe Rogan or if it's Huberman Lab out of Stanford, if I don't care who Peterson, whoever you listen to,
I have to get there.
Whoever you listen to, you can just search for Jonathan Haidt, The Anxious Generations, and you can hear a podcast. And some of you might like to listen to that rather than read the book, but it'll just whet your appetite and you'll want to read the book. But it is it's profound. This is what is the challenge is, that the mental health of teenagers since the like button happened, since social media had a way to interact with each other, that is since 2010, the mental health of adolescents especially, girls especially, has gone through the roof in anxiety, depression, self-harm, and suicidal thoughts.
Yeah,
and it is literally, there's no other data that you can track it to except that thing. And it is astonishing what's happening
he
to the mind.
He said social media preyed on girls. Pornography and video games was preying on boys.
Yes, exactly. And he talks about that whole different thing and how the access, the immediate access to live pornography, for instance, is just a oh, by the way, your kids will see live pornography within 6 months of the time you give them a cell phone, whether it's 10 years old or 15. Doesn't matter. They're going to see it. With the difference between girls and boys is girls will look at it. Actually, girls kind of have a negative view of it because they'll see themselves as the victims, that stuff being done to them. Yeah. But boys will watch it and they'll watch it every day, nonstop. It's really damaging. It'll damage. And I'm telling you, the porn addiction, maybe we could do a whole broadcast on the porn addiction, but porn addiction is taking men out. It's dehumanizing women. And it's actually causing sexual dysfunction in men as young as 25 years old. Literally, men as young as 25 years old are completely impotent because of porn addiction. And so it is a rewiring of the mind and the dopamine system that is related to sexual attraction. All this kind of stuff is really being messed up by porn. And it's a serious, serious problem, something that we need to address and need to think about. And, of course, God, back to biblical counseling, God has answers for that.
Well, and let me give you a number, and then I'm going to ask you a question about something you just said. One time I heard a pastor share this, that 80% of kids 12 and younger had pornography on their phone.
Yep.
And out of that 80%, like 80% of that group was a picture of their self that they was sending to another kid.
Yep, sexting. And I'll tell you this, if you, Oasis has this program, this abstinence program that they do in the county schools, and there's this questionnaire up front, like how many of you have seen, you know, porn? And, you know, in seventh grade, almost everybody has, in eighth grade, definitely everybody has. And then the other question is, how many of you have seen a nude picture of one of your classmates? And almost everybody raises their hand by the time they're in eighth grade.
Wow. All right. Let's get to something you just said, renewing the mind. And, of course, if you are in some sort of faith institution, church, or structure, whatever you want to call it, you've heard Romans 12:1-2. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's probably the most common used verse in Bible studies and anywhere else. But it says that we have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. So, Bobby, tell me what that looks like. The natural mind versus this conformed mind. Why would our mind have to be conformed to start with?
Well, we're messed up. I mean,
would you say that a little simpler? Yeah. What did you just say, Bobby?
Yeah, we're messed up.
We're messed up.
And to use the language that we're familiar with, we're lost. And let me say that, meaning lost, like I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what direction. I don't know which way is up. I don't know. I've gone my own way. This is what how the Bible describes our lostness. We're all like sheep who've gone astray. We've turned everyone to our own way. We do what's right in our own minds. We lean on our own understanding. There's a way that seems right to us, and even though the end thereof is the way of death, we still do it. And so that our main thing is we're the Lord of our lives, if you want to say it that way, which is a way that some of you will be familiar with hearing it. But it primarily is that I actually think I know what's up. I actually think that I'm wise. I actually think that I know stuff. And the problem is that the natural mind does know stuff. But the Bible says in James 3 that the wisdom that is from below, that is the wisdom that we've all been influenced by in the fall, the Bible says the whole world in 1 John 5 is under the sway of the evil one. And the Bible says the wisdom that we have been influenced by is earthly. It's based on our feelings, sensual, and it's demonic. It comes from Satan himself. And so our problem is we're lost. We go our own way, which is the wrong way. There is the way, That's a person. His name's the Lord Jesus. And until we go the way, we are on a path to destruction. And so, and I don't care. I mean, like, if you think you're a good guy and you got your act together and you don't, you know, cheat the IRS and you don't beat your neighbor or your wife, you know what I mean? And you think, and there's something in your mind that thinks that that's okay, you are deceived. Because you still think that your way is the way, and your way is not the way.
Well, I love how that Romans verse starts out, Bobby. It says, do not be conformed to this world.
Yeah, exactly.
The patterns of this world, which presupposes that we are.
That's right. The natural mind is conformed to the world. It's the very nature of the natural mind. What I have to be saved from and delivered from is literally the fact that I have been conformed to the world.
Every day, and obviously, Tommy, since two. Nowadays, they're starting to get on these phones, and, you know, so we're being conformed, and our children are being conformed from an early age.
Well, my old friend D. Dodd used to tell me all the time out of Proverbs 14:12, there is a way that seems right to man.
Yeah.
You know, so, we are.
Well, and slow down and say it that way. And slow it down and say it that way. It seems right to me.
But you said a few minutes ago, somewhere in 1 John, that we are swayed.
Yeah, the whole world is under the sway of the evil one.
And where is that at?
That's in 1 John 5 something, you know, halfway down the page.
We're gonna find that verse. We're going to take a break and come back with that verse. And we're going to talk about... We're talking about why our mind needs to be renewed and why do we have to go to the scripture for that, Bobby?
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that after a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Bobby Capps from Crosswind. Crosswind's a ministry that started here in town after Katrina just to help people. We just help people in a lot of different ways. We do group counseling. We do counseling at the rehabs. We do counseling in the prison. We take care of homeless people that come to our community and provide them with connections to people who can house them or get them a bottle of water or some food, whatever they need. And we just try to be here to say that if you're on down and out, we can help. Or we can point you to someone who can.
This is Angel Quinn from Crosswind. Crosswind also hosts other opportunities in our community, including after-school tutoring in a local subsidized apartment complex. We partner with Oasis Medical Center and One by One Ministries to mentor and educate new and expectant moms. And we offer a community clothes closet. We're all about equipping volunteers to serve in our community. And we also have The Gathering, which is a weekly worship service on Sunday nights at 5 p.m. If you are in need of help, please contact Crosswind at 662-287-5600 or stop by our office located at 703 Tate Street in Corinth.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, we're back with our third segment of our show, Hope. Today we're talking about biblical counseling and looking really at the Word of God for the answer. One of the things about this group we was with, Bobby, and there was a lot of guys that was really smart in that group. You had doctor this, doctor that, and some of these guys has been doing it a long, long time. A couple of them guys was like 80-year-old and they're still doing professor work and writing books. But one of the things that stood out to me, that the whole group was really biblical direction. I mean, they was like our, the leader, Mark Shaw, said he don't like the word addiction because the word addiction is not in the scripture.
Yeah.
What is in the scripture?
Yeah.
Idolatry. Well,
yeah, idolatry, bondage, right?
Slave.
We're in bondage. Yeah. We're a slave. Something's mastered us. That's the language of the scripture, is that I'm captive.
I guess that's the word
I'm captive.
For. They look for the language of the scripture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how does the scripture describe what's happened to me? Because if I, and usually some of the pushback on the secular language is that it has these things, like, for instance, I'll tell you why there's pushback on the word addiction. Because it's like we act like it, that it's a thing that we have, like leukemia. You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, I have addiction. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, and so like it's some sort of condition, if you will. It's not a condition. It's not a condition. You are beset by it, but it's not a condition, right? I mean, I yielded myself to the sin that was in my flesh, and the sin that was in my flesh took over me. I mean, so you could call that a condition, but it's not like something that comes from the outside in. One of the great verses of biblical counseling is this verse. It's really the fundamental idea, if you will. And this will be really helpful to you. This is Jesus talking.
Where's
and
that?
It's in Matthew 15, and it's really the entire passage from 15:1 to verse 20.
Amen.
But this is what he says. And he eventually says this to the people. He says, "Hear and understand, it's not what goes into the mouth that defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man." And then they can't figure it out. And so Jesus says, "Are you still without understanding? Do you not understand that whatever enters the mouth goes through the stomach and is eliminated?" I'll unpack this in a second. "But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart. And they're the things that defile a man. For out of the heart," listen to what comes out of the heart. "Out of the heart comes evil thoughts. Out of the heart comes murder. Out of the heart comes adultery. Out of the heart comes fornication." That's sex before marriage. "Out of the heart comes thefts. Out of the heart comes lies and false witness. Out of the heart comes blasphemy." That is our unbelief about God. "These are the things which defile a man." And then he says, it's not external stuff. And let me tell you, let me make this simple at how we think. "I have anxiety, Bobby." "Well, what's up?" "Well, all this stuff that's going on around me makes me anxious."
"Yeah, it's not me."
Right? "You know, I committed adultery, Bobby." "Why?" "Well, because she was just so attractive, you know. She just," it's like, no. What you're doing is you're blaming it on something that's from the outside. Mm. Let me tell you something about adultery. You will not stumble in adultery unless it's already in your heart. I cannot be enticed by another woman unless the ability to be enticed by her is already in my own heart. It's my own heart that gets enticed. It's my own heart that comes up with lies. It's my own heart that believes things that aren't true about God. And the thing is, I want to go my own way. I have desires that are evil desires. That's a result of the fall. And the thing is what the Lord Jesus is saying is, quit blaming it on the outside. Quit acting like that because you've got a bunch of tough decisions coming up that justifies your anxiety, mm-hmm. right? I mean, it doesn't justify your anxiety. Your anxiety comes from your heart. What's happening in your heart? You don't trust God. You know what I mean? And so, okay, so you're anxious, right? I mean, and the Lord talks about it. And I am oversimplifying it. If we were talking about it one-on-one, we would unpack that and really show it in a very, you know, more sensitive way. But it ultimately is that, right?
Well,
and so what the foundational principle is this: I have a heart that's a mess. I have thoughts and desires that are a mess, meaning I want things that I shouldn't want, and I think things that are untrue and that I shouldn't think. And those things are the things that defile me, not the stuff that's happening on the outside of me.
Well, like, let me give you this, Bobby.
Go ahead.
Bounce off of this.
Yeah.
I want to make things worse.
Yeah.
And just kind of throw it at you. The natural mind and our heart.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Scripture says our heart is wicked above all things.
Deceitful above all things.
But I heard my good friend Bobby Capps say that the natural mind has no hope of itself to be renewed.
That's right.
And you use 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14.
And you guys know this verse. It says the natural mind cannot receive the things of God. Mm-hmm. It's foolishness to the natural mind because the things of God are spiritually discerned. What does that mean? God, by His Spirit, has to show your mind these things to be true in order for you to do it. So you're lost by nature. You're lost in going your own way by nature. And there's no hope for you until God, by His grace, intervenes and reveals the truth of Himself to your mind. And until He does that, you're without hope, which is why we believe in biblical counseling, which is why Tommy says every Monday night, every Thursday night, every Saturday morning, we have one belief that Jesus Christ can change your life. Because until He, from the outside in, comes in and changes your heart and shows your mind the truth about Himself and about you, and you and opens your eyes to see it and opens your ears to hear it and opens your heart and changes your heart so that you can believe it, you are without hope. That's what the Bible says clearly. The Bible says in Ephesians 2 that the Gentiles were without hope and without God. I mean, and I'll tell you this, that you need to hear from God in order to have any hope. So, and until you hear from God, you have none.
So at that moment, when God allows your eyes to be open,
yes,
grants you repentance, what yes. Timothy says.
Sure.
At that moment, our old way of thinking is set behind us. And we got to start looking at something new. And the only thing that can change that is the Scripture Bible.
That's right. So here's the deal. So the natural mind still is going to impact us, right? I mean, it's still going to affect us. God would never tell us to put off these evil desires and put off these old way of doing thing if it wasn't still affecting me. So I'm still affected. In other words, if you think about this, I was a lost guy for 27 years in my case. And so when God saved me, I had my entire life was built around Bobby doing his own thing. And so Bobby thinking his own thoughts, Bobby coming up with his own stuff, you know, pulling rabbits out of my own hat. And so what happens is God had to show me the way, but He shows me a way against the backdrop of my own misunderstanding. So God is having to conform and change and renew and change my thought process, change what I believe about everything, change how I see everything. And so I don't see, for instance, which president's going to be elected as a threat to me. I don't care at all because the Bible says God is the one who raises them up, and God's the one who sets them down. So I can trust the sovereign God that whoever He puts on the throne for the next 4 years, that He's in charge of America, and I don't have to grip about that nor become anxious about it. Mm-hmm. And I also know, though, because God's Word also says that if I get a sorry king, there's going to be consequences that are going to happen in the country, right? So I also know that. But I'm not fretting about that. What I have God, I have His gospel, and I know how to go forward. That was just one simple example about how it happens. But God renews my mind so that I don't freak out about things that I'm not supposed to freak out about.
What's some things at that point, can someone do that's in that battle, because that's a battle.
Sure.
Coming, taking all the old self off, putting on the new, Colossians said. At that point, I mean, what's some things we've got to do, Bobby?
Well, of course, in my opinion, the first thing to do is know the gospel. That is, know that God in Christ has provided everything that you need for your salvation and your way forward. Okay, so that's first thing. Second thing is this. Is that set your mind on things that are above. Colossians 3:1, Romans 8, 3 and 4, 5. You know, set your mind where it ought to be. Quit thinking ungodly thoughts. And of course, what this always comes back to, I don't want to say it in some religious kind of rote kind of way, but is that your mind must be saturated with the Word of God. I don't know the way. God knows the way. So if I'm not listening to the God, how will I ever know the way? And so I have to hear the Lord. Truth. I have to, through Bible study, I have to hear you preaching to me. I have to be in an environment of spiritual fellowship and growth where I can hear God's word being taught to me so that I can see the way. We do it every Saturday morning. We do it every Monday night. We do it every Thursday. I do it on Wednesday mornings at 6:30. Y'all do it on Tuesdays at Sparks. Yeah. Every place, we're just saturating ourselves. Let me tell you how Jesus said it. If Jesus is the guy that knows how to protect his people, Jesus is fixing to leave, and he's going to leave his disciples. And this is what he says. This is in John 17, his high priestly prayer. He says, I don't want you to take him out of the world, Father. But here's what I do want. Remember, these are his buddies. These are his disciples, the guys that are going to go and carry the message for it. He said, I want you to protect him from the evil one. But here's how. Here's the means. Next line. Father, sanctify them by the truth. Thy word is truth. That is, God, if they're going to be protected from the evil world and the evil way of the world, if they're not going to love the world and the things that are in the world, you have to sanctify their heart and mind with your truth, and thy word is the truth. You have to, how does the Lord Jesus talk about how he sanctifies us? He washes us with the water of the word in that great passage where he talks about us as his bride in Ephesians 5. He washes us with the water of the word. Jesus said, Father, I'm leaving them. This world is a mess. It's evil. It's evil. You have to sanctify them with your word. And so that's it, Tommy. I'm telling you, if we're not people of the Lord Jesus, that is, we know the gospel, and people of his word, we are going to be in trouble.
Amen.
So, it's the truth that sets you free.
Yep.
It's the word of God that is the truth.
Yep.
It's not social media. It ain't Fox. It certainly ain't CNN or any of that. I mean, it's the truth. It's the word of God that sets you free. And somewhere you got to look at the word of God for your direction. There was another word that they didn't like up there, and maybe we can take a couple minutes. We need to go to break in a couple minutes. They didn't like the word disorder.
Yeah,
and
or disease.
Yeah, disorder or disease. Yeah. They didn't like that.
Well, because a disorder makes you think that it's something that's happened to me that can't be fixed. Mm-hmm. In other words, like I have ADHD. The D on the end of it is disorder. I have PTSD. The D on in the end of it is disorder. So PTSD is post-traumatic stress. So some disorder. So yeah, sure, something bad's happened to me, and of course I'm going to be stressed after something bad's happened to me, but I don't have to stay stuck in that distress. That's what the disorder is. There's no hope in the word D. There's no hope in the word disorder. The only thing I do if I have a disorder, if I actually believe that God can't help me with it and can't set me free from it, from the post-traumatic stress that I've had, then what's my only hope? I have to learn how to cope with it, and primarily in our world today, that means take dope. Cope and dope. That's my only hope. Or the other hope that's in Christ is I can actually be free. I can learn to handle the suffering of it in a godly way. I can be delivered from some of it. I can be healed from the wounds of it. Jesus said, I came to heal broken hearts and to set captives free. And so we got to take it. We either believe that or we don't believe that. And if you use the word disorder or disease, that means you have something you can't get rid of. So you just need to cope with it or dope it. And we already know where that leads. That's why we opened a rehab.
Yeah. So in other words, if you look at it in that situation, the big difference in biblical counseling and any other kind of counseling is
hope.
The word hope.
Amen.
Yeah. The word hope. And we believe there is hope no matter what you're facing today. You can text 662-603-9829 for any comments, questions about the show. We'd love to hear you. We're going to take our last break and be right back.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson, Karin Mattress Furniture Outlet, right here on Highway 72 in Karin, Mississippi. Man, is it hot. It's summertime, and man, a water slide would set your party up. We have a wide selection for you to pick from at the store. Hot at night sleeping? Mattress hot? We can fix you up with a cool technology mattress. Got a hurt back? Come by and try our chiropractor approved mattress. I can set you up any way. For any of your summer needs, come on over 3 miles west of High Prices for your summertime needs.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Hey, welcome back to our last segment this morning. We've been talking about biblical counseling and the impact of what biblical counseling looks like, what its mission is. Its mission is to allow you to see the scripture, to see the word of God for the answer and to be set free. So we're excited about that. And over the time now, Wesley, you've had 100 guys come in.
Yeah, almost 100.
Freedom Center. So the ones that we see that has been set free is the ones that the word of God, that they trusted in it. They found it and they believed in it. They read it. They are hungry for it. It's the word of God.
Well, that's it, Tommy. You know, Bobby said it best. It starts with the gospel. And, you know, the group up there in Chattanooga, Living Free Group, they're always saying it's the spirit of God, the word of God, and the people of God. And the thing that I have realized, and I do see about men whose lives are being transformed, and they're in that process of that season of growth, and God, by way of His Spirit, has taken over their life, is they start to get a thirst and a hunger for God's Word. Why? Because they've realized the truth, that they did believe that lie, and they need to know what is actually the truth is. And so they start to want to read their Bible. They start to desire to grow closer to God. And that's how it happened in my life. It's how it happened in your life. It's like I came to realize and know that my way was wrong. Well, I didn't know. All I knew was I'd been looking to the world for all these answers, and I never found them. So I had to look somewhere different. And I think Mark Shaw does a great job in his book of addressing that, on how we have to talk more about the sin in our life, and that's why we turn to the Bible. But the guys that we've seen have a change in their life, they get a hunger and a thirst for God's word, and they follow that up when they leave the program ultimately. You know, that's what constitutes success, is after they leave the Freedom Center, they have been touched by the word of God, by the spirit of God, and they seek after that. Because once that's became real in your life, and that's that foundational belief of the only way we're going to help people is the gospel. And I heard that over and over this weekend as we're up there. How do you help people that aren't believers? Well, you share the gospel. You share the gospel.
And it may sound a little foreign to you, because, you know, in like, what does that mean even? You know, what? How does that help? But I promise you that knowing that God has loved you, that God, before the foundation of the world, already had a plan to rescue you, that Christ would die for your sins, that he would send his own spirit to renew you and to lead you and guide you in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I promise you that that glorious good news will direct your path.
Well, it's that Romans 2:4 verse that we always say. It's that goodness of God that leads people to repentance. Once you've known the price that's been paid and bought and paid for of your sins, that changes everything. That in my worst moment, God still loved me. Romans 5:8, that even yet when I was a sinner, God sent his son to die for me. Man, it changed everything. And it changes everything in these men's lives when that becomes real in their life. And
God changes your mind. And then belief and action are sealing the fruit, Bobby.
Yeah.
And then you had down there that some anchors that goes along with that. And you got to put in some effort. You got to word homework wrote down. So there's
Think about it this way. This is what Jesus said. There's two types of people. Both of them heard my word.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them heard my word. This is at the end of Matthew 7, at the end of the Sermon on the Mount. And the person who did what they heard, when the storms of life came, his house didn't fall. Mm-hmm. The person who heard the word but didn't do it. So the Lord Jesus is saying that they're part of hearing and believing is actually doing it. I can mm-hmm. believe this chair is going to hold me up, but if I'm not willing to sit in it, do I really believe it?
Amen.
You know what I mean? It is sitting in the chair that is a testimony to the belief, so that the fruit of the belief is actually in the doing. And here's the great news about that. And as soon as I do it, it reinforces the belief. Ah, the chair holds me up. Mm-hmm. And now my faith is strong and it's strengthened because it has been sealed by the action. And so it's really, that's called spiritual growth. Exactly.
Yeah. So, we're excited. Bobby leads our guys through biblical counseling at the Freedom Center. And Wesley, often we tell people that Bobby's our ace in the hole. Nobody else has got him. We send people around the country, really, for counseling and to get help. But we believe that we have the best program for guys to get help.
Well, Tommy, and not to knock everyone else, but we've had 90 guys, and out of those 90-some-odd guys, I want to say 70 of those have sit with counselors or been put on some type of medication for the whatever they were dealing with, and all 70 of them reaffirm what I told them on day one is you're going to sit with the best guy for the job counseling. All 70 of them has came back by their words on the backside and said, you're right, where's that guy been?
Yeah.
So we believe that, and we stand on that. Bobby's great at it.
I would say this. Do not believe the lie. You can get well. You can find freedom. You don't have to be an addict. You can be set free. It's work. You have to put in the work, but your mind can be transformed by the Word of God. And we're thankful for that opportunity. We're thankful for our radio show. Thankful for the people that supports us. Thank you for the text we've got today. It's encouragement. One of my classmates, 40 years ago, we finished high school together, and he texts me. So that was special. Thank you, Greg. Bobby, thank you for the homework you put in for this.
Yeah.
Of renewing the mind, God's plan for transformation, biblical counseling.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, well, come see us tonight at 6 o'clock, Living Free Ministries. Our friend Jared Grimes will be sharing, and it'll be a big night. Also, you know, and the challenge to me that was just laid down was we got to quit giving advice out of our own opinion and start going to God's Word, and that's a challenge to all of us. So if you want to help somebody today, when you give them advice, be sure it's from the Word of God. All right, we close with this prayer out of Jude. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen.